Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come in with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, sold out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Kool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you sucker MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You sucker sold out art form and sold it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause the real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, we back. Is my special guest in?
Yes, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, Terry? So let us know who you are and introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you are.
And give us all right, first of all, I appreciate the opportunity to be on today and definitely feel honored. Loving what you guys are doing on the platform here. My name is Terry Moore. Over 30 years in the music industry, started out in 1986. I've been very blessed to work with a number of phenomenal artists, including MC Lyte, Queen Latifah, work with Puffy, work with First Priority Music, Nat Robinson, Audio 2. Also worked on the Self Destruction record, Worked with Kenny Smith when he with the Houston Rockets, when Kenny had his own record label called Baseline. The Baseline, written for Billboard, worked for Billboard, and can go on and on. But that's everything in a nutshell.
Yeah. So to give us a little background on your business that you have out, and give us and let these brothers and everybody know the industry and how you get in the industry and everything. And see, you got a company that you founded. So I'd like to give for you to give us a little background on that and to educate these people in
okay.
the industry.
Absolutely, absolutely. First of all, because of my background in the music industry, I'm also a music business consultant. I've had a company called Learn the Music Business for close to 10 years. In fact, when I started Learn the Music Business, MC Light was actually started out as my business partner. So now I run it as a solo program where not only do I have a website called learnthemusicbusiness.com, but I also have consulting services where I talk to a number of artists about the music industry. We do one-on-one consultations. We talk about everything from marketing to PR to building a brand and just learning about the business. And then I'm also an independent associate with a company called Legal Shield. Legal Shield is one of the largest companies in North America. We also in Canada and London. And basically, we give an artist affordable access to having attorneys so that they're not signing their life away. Literally, for about $35 a month, you can have access not to just one attorney, but to a law firm that can overlook your documents when you're looking to sign contracts. Or you may just have a question about trademarks and copyright. You'll be able to pick up the phone for $35 a month, talk to an attorney in the law firm for as long as you want to basically understand what your legal rights are as an artist or anybody in the entertainment industry.
That's so wonderful. Where y'all been? Ain't no disrespect to you, but where y'all been? You know,
oh, man.
Like,
we...
I'm so honored. Let me start there. You my homeboy. You from Brooklyn, New York. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, no doubt.
I'm from Crown Heights, Brooklyn. So let's start there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm so blessed and honored to have my brothers and sisters from New York City to get on here and to explain to these people the lies they've been telling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because they just straight disrespect us, man. And we the foundation.
Yeah.
And we the mecca of hip hop. Without the flow, they ain't got no flow. Without the beat, they ain't got no beat. You know what I'm saying? Without the DJ, they ain't had no motherfucking hip hop.
Right.
They start there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. You're from Brooklyn.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what time it is. The Bronx, Brooklyn, and Philly. That's what time it was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when they talk about hip hop, let's start there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm so blessed to have you. I had Cheryl the Pearl a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago. I'm trying to get all my brothers to come back. So I want us to take back our rightful place. You know what I'm saying? Because we just be disrespected. And we ain't speaking up. And I'm so upset, man.
Yeah.
Now, thank you, man, for learning, teaching these brothers about the industry. So go ahead and just educate these brothers on how you get in the business and what you look like into getting in the music business. That's what I want.
Well, you know the thing about it, man. I'll tell you this is that, you know, when most people get into the industry, and I'm talking when I say artists, let it be known that I'm talking about producers, songwriters. If you're a musician, anybody in the music field, when they get into the game, they don't understand that this is a business first. You know, they jump in, they're all excited. You know, they're making some music. They've got something they definitely think is a hit. And they jump right in the game without really no knowledge. And what they're realizing very fast that it is a business and this business is moving at a high rate of speed, where you're dealing with people that know the business, and you got people that's jumping in that don't know the business. And, you know, what's happening is, you know, I understand when people are excited, they see an opportunity, they look at it as, hey, this is going to be my golden ticket to fame. This is going to be my golden ticket to getting out of where I'm at and, you know, putting some money in my pocket. But a lot of times when they get involved in the music industry, because they don't have that knowledge, they wind up in a worse place when before they actually got into the industry. You know, I often tell people all the time that, you know, when you look at the Jackson 5 as the perfect example, I often ask my clients when we do sessions, who owns Jackson 5 name? And, of course, everybody will say, well, of course, the Jacksons own the Jackson 5 name. Like, nope, Motown owns the Jackson 5 name. And a lot of people are surprised to know that when Jackson 5 left Motown to go to CBS, they couldn't take the Jackson 5 name with them. So when they went to CBS, they had to start calling themselves the Jackson. And that's because they signed stuff that they shouldn't have signed, not realizing that they were giving away the name. So Motown actually owns the name the Jackson 5. And so there's a lot of stuff that goes on like that behind the scenes. You know, I have a lot of people that I work with who, first of all, they don't have a manager, they don't have an attorney, they don't have an accountant, and they're literally walking in the door with an executive at whether a distribution deal or a label, thinking that they can outsmart somebody that's been in the industry for 20, 30 years, and it's not going to happen.
That's why Martin told you to have a dream. That's why he
absolutely
told you to drive. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. They got them brothers. You see what I'm saying? It's not their fault. They got these brothers. We was like, when we had the music out in the street, we didn't have that problem. But as soon as them people came, they said, we're going to throw some money in your face. That's what happened. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we forgot about having a dream. We ain't forgot about reading and write. We forgot about going to school. No, we ain't going to go to school now. We got $50,000 or $25,000. We ain't got to go to school now. You understand me?
Right.
That's what happened.
Right.
You understand? All these people that was going to school and learning to read and to write, they stopped going to school because that money. And then where was their parents? There you go. You see, we don't talk about that. Where was their parents? You understand me? That's what I'm saying. All these people that got robbed, where was their parents? See, it was a different time. We had family back then. See, that was a different time. You understand me? You see, we had a different time. See, I come from a different generation. You understand? I was brought up in the 60s, and I understand that. So we had family. So I'm trying to figure out where was their family. How you going to sit up there and let your kids go off for some money? But we sold out for the money. So like I said, it was OG. You see what I'm saying? You can't blame the youngsters because the OGs are the one that sold them out.
Yeah, because,
TLC,
you know, you got these kids there.
How the hell TLC going to get robbed? And where was their parents? They don't talk about that.
Right. They definitely don't.
They talk about how Pebbles and all of them robbed her. How she robbed them. How their parents put them in charge of them.
Right. Well, you know, that's how...
That's what I'm saying. We had a whole, we played a part in our own downfall because we went for the money. See, that's what I'm saying. The money is what sold us out. We came from nothing. We came from slave ship. You understand? We forgot where we came from because we got that money. That's what I'm saying. That's how hip hop got fucked up because the money got into it. You see, when it
money,
was, we didn't have that problem. You understand me? Because we did it for the art, for the love of the art. But soon they came with that money. Same thing with the damn breakdancer. That's how breakdance. That's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you a story. Like Nat Robinson, the father of Milk and Giz, from the top selling record Audio 2 Top Billing. And when Milk and Giz first got in the game, they actually went to different record labels to get a deal, and they got offered. You know, really. Out of all the labels they went to, the majority of labels offered them a deal. But what happened was, as they went back to Nat Robinson and they said, hey, we just got a deal from this label. He sit down, he look at the contract, he's, oh, no, this is not a good deal. Then he goes to another record label, hey, we just got another deal from this label. He looked down, he see the contract, oh, no, this is not a good deal. At some point, he said, you know what? I'm going to start my own label, and that's how First Priority Music got started. Because he was a parent that took charge and put his kids on the map like that. Like, you know what? We're going to do our own label. We're going to put out our own music. And he wound up getting a distribution deal with Virgin Records and Atlantic Records. But he was able to see his kids back because he was, like, managing and doing the record label. And a lot of parents didn't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Family. You're talking about family. You're talking about generational wealth. I'm talking about Master P. That's why I respect Master P. He wasn't the best rapper. We ain't gonna sit up there and say he was the best rapper or anything. The brother had a vision. He saw more than rapping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He saw more than rapping. He saw bringing, having his family gonna be cool for the rest of their life and their family life and their family life. He got generations and generations of wealth, and he got all kinds of stuff. We hating on him. Why are you hating on that brother? That's what I'm saying. The reason why No Limit don't no longer exist because of hating motherfuckers. Okay?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We destroy our own because we some hating because we didn't see the vision. They back together. They would have made all, you could imagine they would have made how much money No Limit would have made. They would have ran the hip hop industry. If they all stayed together.
Right. Exactly, because if they start, you know, it's the same thing,
the
you know, mom.
Again, they fall out, but then again, it's always the damn money. You're mad about you making millions. You got gold chains. You got a goddamn mansion and got cars. What the hell are you mad at fucking about? You understand me? He the one that came up with the fucking plan. Why should he have the money? He's supposed to have all the damn more money than you. He came up with the damn plan. He gave you a chance. You was nobody. Okay, you came out. How the hell? That's what I'm trying to say. You're going to be mad at him for a few million dollars. That man is a billionaire. What you is. Now you begging. Now you back on tour with him to make some money. Come on now. You should have stayed
with him. You know, you think about it, you get a young 16, 17-year-old kid and you sitting down at a table and say, hey, I'm about to give you $250,000 and all you gotta do is sign over here and the check is yours and you can take it to the bank right now and deposit it. And you know, this kid has never seen $10,000, let alone $250,000. So of course he's gonna take the money. Before he even get out the door, he's already spending it. He's going to tell you what he's going to buy. He's going to buy some jackets. He's going to buy some jewelry. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's what it is.
Where's his, like I said again, where's his damn family? You got $250,000, first of all. If he had any probably people that had some good sense, that's what I'm saying, is the people that he involved with. They give kids the money. Damn right. The kids ain't going to talk about investing nothing and having no record label and putting some money away. They don't think like that. They're going to the damn mall. You understand me?
Exactly.
They don't spend their money. And they don't understand, first of all, like I said, they stopped going to school because now they got this money. Now they talk to – didn't you think they took them, the record industry told them not to go to school anymore? Do you think them people – you understand me, see? They had a plan for them. No, take this money. Same thing with basketball. Look at basketball. They sell their soul with some money again because them brothers don't when they go to school. They told them not to go to school. Be like Mike. You see what I'm saying? They know 90% of the damn basketball players ain't finished college. Some of them don't go to college, and they want to know why they're getting robbed. Why they got to sell their soul? You're damn right they're going to play basketball forever because they can't. They don't know how to read and write.
Right.
They got other people controlling their contracts. They tell them, didn't they go back and play basketball? They talked about they was going to not play basketball, but they said, oh, no. you're going to lose all this money. They forced them to go back to play basketball in December. They only played, they only been out of, they only stopped playing basketball, what, a couple of months ago? You see how they have them slaving? How they ain't to say, how ain't you ain't slave? What's the difference between 400 years ago and now? You ain't nothing different. They're giving you the scraps and this hog and the chitlins and everything. They're still giving you the chitlins and everything. And they're making millions off of you. They're telling you when to come back and play basketball.
Right. Exactly. But
Trevor, how are you going to tell me? I just finished playing basketball in November. How about I hanging out with my family for a while and with my children and go on vacation for a month? They tell them to come back a month in December. That's next month. Christmas.
Right.
How you ain't a slave? They come back for the money again. If they had any kind of education, like I said, if they went to school and learned how to read, that's what I'm saying. Martin Luther King's dream. We forgot about Martin Luther King's dream. Martin Luther King's dream is safe for you to go sell out for the money. He said, go collect your money. That's what he said. You got the words. See, if you went to school and learned how to read and write, you understand what collect is, not take. Take it. There's a difference between collecting and taking. You take it.
Yeah.
Same thing as the slave took whatever they took to get where they want to go. You ain't no different. Again, 450 years ain't changed, like I said.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you got parents that don't even have that knowledge, you know, when the kid comes home and says, exactly.
My mother went back to school. My mother came here with a 5th, 5th grade education, right? She made sure all of her kids graduate, all her children graduate from school and have a degree, okay? Two of them got a master's degree. And my mother went back to school at 50 years old and got her degree after all of us growing up. We ain't got no excuse. See, I come from a different generation. My mama never made no excuses. She made sure her children had no damn excuses. You ain't had no excuses in my house. It's different. That's what I said. I come from a different generation. My mother walked to work. So we ain't got no excuse. We mad because we can't. Because, oh, I'm mad, man. I need to carry the need to ride the bus, man. I ain't walking nowhere. People walk miles.
Exactly. But it's different, man. It's just this generation is different, though. You know.
That's no excuse. Again, there's no excuse. My mama didn't have no excuses. We didn't have no.
Yeah.
We were from the Klan. We hung on the trees. We didn't have no damn excuses. You see, that's what I'm talking. We wasn't victims in the 60s. You ever hear Martin Luther King talk about we was a victim? You ever heard that?
Right.
You ever heard him say that we can feed our kids? You ever heard my mama? My mama ain't never said that.
Right, exactly.
My mama was never on welfare. They didn't give a damn. You think mom? They didn't give a damn if the father wasn't there. They had to take care of their damn kids. They had to make it happen. They didn't cry about it. My daddy, I ain't never heard my mama say my daddy wasn't shit. That's what I'm saying. I come from a different generation. The women used to do different, act different back then.
Yeah.
They didn't complain. They had to take care of their damn kids. They wasn't go running down to the well. They always talking about, oh, I can't feed my kids and my daddy ain't shit. I need child support. My mother never cried for child support. I ain't never heard that shit back in the 60s. Child support, I never heard that shit.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about it is, you know, again, you know, as we mentioned before, it's the, you know, that's why I'm trying to teach a lot of the young artists and even some of the veterans, like, hey, you know, get your business in order. You know, because a lot of them don't understand. And I had an artist I was working with one time. She told me that I don't really want to learn about the business. I just want to make music.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, you've got a lot of people that have that mindset. Like, hey, you know, I really don't want to learn about the business. It's, you know, I'm just trying to, but they don't understand, like, you know, you put it out there. I know artists that have music out there that's not even copyrighted.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I say to the people, because I know it myself. You understand? You had to go through shit to learn shit. You understand me? You understand
yeah.
me? You understand me? That's what I said. You don't give nobody your stereo music to nobody without being copyrighted and published. I tell people
yeah.
all the time. Well, I want to send you some music. Is it copyrighted or published? No, don't send me the music.
Right. Right. Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of times, you know, they'll send, I mean, even in the film industry, you know, I sit down with a lot of people that have ideas about doing short films or doing feature films, but they won't give me an NDA. And I said, wait a minute, before you give me some information on your project, at least make me sign an NDA.
They don't even know what that is. Tell them what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, man. Non-disclosure agreement. Basically, what that is when I sit down with you and you want to share whatever idea you have and you want to bring me on board as a partner, you request that I sign an NDA, which means that I can't start going around telling 20, 30,000 people about your idea.
Yeah.
But it just looks out for you. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You don't get to tell people your ideas because they steal it.
Oh, absolutely. In a minute.
You keep your ideas to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
get down and trademark your shit and copyright your shit. That's what I'm saying. I learned all that.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to move in there. You got to move in silence a lot of times.
But
you know,
like,
don't let everybody. Yeah, don't let people know exactly what you're doing.
But you know, I look at it like this. I'm from the school of hip hop. You understand me? I come with new shit all the damn time. You understand me?
Right.
So I ain't even tripping. You can take my shit. So what? I'm gonna talk about your ass because I come from New York. I come from Brooklyn.
Right.
I'm from if you're stealing my shit, I'm gonna talk about your ass. You know?
Right.
I mean, that's how I am. You steal my shit, but I don't do that shit no more. But you understand
right.
me? But that's who I am. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm Biggie Smalls. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. You from Brooklyn. You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. You know I know. For real.
You have to have flow. You have to have flow in Brooklyn. You can't. No. You have to have flow.
Yeah.
You come to Brooklyn. You better have flow. You better have rap skills. You understand me? That's why the only people. Look at the people they have on our record. Look who they have features on their records. Look at all the motherfuckers that it's either from the Bronx or Brooklyn. Tell me I'm lying.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, again, it's that definitely, like I say, is that, you know, I've been doing this since 1986. And man, I can tell you stories when promoters tried to, you know, shortchange Light. When Light was doing shows and they didn't want to pay her, not because they didn't have it, sometimes they didn't want to pay it because she was a female rapper. She was a female. And they didn't want to give her the same respect that they gave Slick Rick or Big Daddy Kane. It was pretty much like, you know, you're a female in this industry, and we're going to give you the least amount of respect that we can give you. But I remember there were times when Light was like getting ready to do a show, and the promoter like, we ain't got it. You know, but they still wanted to do the show. Hey, well, instead of me giving you X amount of money, how about we just give you this?
Yeah.
You know, and that happened on a regular.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened on a regular. But, you know, unfortunately, it's a male-dominated industry. That's why I tell a lot of women clients that I deal with, you know, I try to coach them on how to deal with the men in the music industry because it is such male-dominated. And, you know, unfortunately, 90% of the brothers that are dealing with a female artist only got one thing on his mind. He's going to pretend he's going to help you. He's going to act like he's going to help you, but he ain't really trying to help you.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I like all the brothers doing the underground shit now that we have all different kind of avenues now that we can do. But it's good to have brothers like you to teach them about the business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I like brothers like Cuban, KRS-One, he got books out on the industry, and he does seminars all the time. He hasn't done them in a while. But I always go to him. I always go and listen to him and just get some knowledge from him, man. You know what I'm saying? All
yeah,
the
I've known Chris for over 30 years. So I know Chris. I know knew Miss Melody when she was alive. I knew, D Nice when he was Derek from back in the days. And I'll tell you this. I remember me and MC Search actually going up to the hospital in the Bronx and seeing Scott LaRock when he was laying in the bed, from the bullet wound.
Wow.
I remember going and standing by his bedside.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep. Yeah. We're going to take some callers and see what they got to say and see what they got to ask you. So we're going to take a first call. Let's take a first call.
Hey, family. Cool. It's Ann Jules in the house.
What's up?
What's going on, lady? What's happening?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We got Terry Moore on the line. What's up, yo?
Yes, most definitely. I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you so much, gentlemen. I'm loving the show. You know, I'm a big fan of OMF Posse to start, and I've known Terry for a long time, too, and he's my family, and I'm just so grateful to connect good people to each other and to listen to you guys speaking here about real things and talking about women. I mean, I know from a personal experience, from what I've dealt with in the music industry, but I learned so much from Terry Moore over the years, and I'm so grateful for your support, Terry, and all of your advice. And he's an advisor of mine, OMF and Black Tear. You know, if I know that he's somebody that I trust, and I'm looking to get involved in the Legal Shield myself, but I've been, definitely a support of Terry Moore and all of his pathway and journey, and his story is just incredible.
Thank you, fam. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Wow. Most definitely. You're welcome. I appreciate you too, fam. But, yeah, I just wanted to call in and say hi and show my support from my family here on Blackout Radio. And I thank you guys for the support. They've definitely been playing our music for a long time. And you know how I do, OMF.
You know what time it is. You've been hanging with us for the longest. We go back to 2015. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out with Black Till when he had his own radio show. And so many people that he introduced us, so many people in the industry. Without them, without Blackout Radio, I'm so thankful for Blackout Radio. Thankful for Ann Jules. Thank you. Thank you for Cheryl Cook. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for all the people. Terry Moore, you understand me? All the people, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about all the East Coast people, too. So you think about
it. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you, my brother.
My family, although I live on the West Coast, I'm Brooklyn born, Brooklyn bred, New York bred. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to never forget where I came from, because I know where all the arts and everything started. You know what I'm saying? I was there.
Yeah, where hip-hop started.
I went to the shows. I went to the block parties. You understand me? I went to the DJ battles. I went to the to the breakdance and battles. You understand?
Yeah.
Before hip-hop.
Right?
Yeah.
I miss those days. I really miss seeing that. Yeah, the B-Boys.
Yeah, you understand me? The B-Boys. Tell them. The GOAT.
The GOAT. Yeah,
yeah.
The GOAT.
The GOAT.
Greatest of all time. I mean.
The GOAT. When you talk about the GOAT, that's who you talk about. The Rock Steady Crew. You understand me?
Oh, yeah. I remember Rocksteady with Crazy Leg.
Man, we can't even be. We have a whole different documentary on that. We have a whole documentary on that. You understand me? We have a whole documentary on the DJ. You understand me? We have a whole documentary on that. See, that documentary is bullshit. Because we could have a whole documentary on DJ. We could have a whole documentary on breakdance. And we could have a documentary on graffiti. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because this is what this is the art of hip hop.
Right?
Yeah.
No doubt. Speaking of Brooklyn, that's where Rob DeNoy's Temple, the Sugar Hill Gang, that's where he is from. So I got to shout them out. Those guys are goats too. Master G, Henny Hen, Ten Dog, and Wonder Mike. You know, I met Rob DeNoy's Temple from the Crip Hop Nation Worldwide, from Leroy Moore and Keith Jones, and he was a part of he's a co-founder of that whole organization. And we got, our 10th anniversary CD has Run DMC, Daryl McDaniels on it, talk about old school. But yeah, when I love MC Light and I love Queen Latifah. I grew up with that kind of message and that kind of vibe where women are queens and men are kings, and I like to keep that positivity alive in my music where it's uplifting the community, and I show a lot of support for others that are doing that. And that's one reason why I like both of y'all, because you keep it real and you might do it, in the silence, but we see you shine and we love you. The world loves you. And I want to say happy birthday to you, Terry Moore. I know it was a couple days ago, but we celebrate you, my brother, and you keep shining.
You.
And you keep rocking, King.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, well, you guys take care. I love you both. And check out Deja Vu For You featuring Rob DeNoy's Temple, everybody, Ageless Angel. Shout out to my love, Ja Earthlin J, and all my Blackout Radio family, Royal Crush Takeover, and Tupac Tina, LeVar Hayes, Royal Crush Keisha, all my family out there. But you guys take care, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show. Salute, fam.
Hey.
Peace.
Appreciate it.
You take another caller?
Hey, y'all. This is Tupac Tina. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Tupac
Tina?
Hey,
what's going on, lady? What's happening?
Not too much.
We got Terry Moore on the line.
How you doing, Terry?
Hey, lady. It's good to hear from you. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hey, me and this young lady, we go back too, so I know exactly who this is. She's an incredible artist as well, and I appreciate her for being on.
Thank you. Y'all, I got some new music coming out, and I'm just working on my music.
Yeah.
Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to play her music on our show next week. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. But tell us about your show that you have on. Because she's part of the Blackout Radio family.
Yeah, I had a show. I have a show at the end of the month, on the first Monday of the month, 4:30 to 5 p.m. You can tune in. I'll be playing some artists from all over and playing some of my music.
Yep. I'll be waiting on your music. We're gonna play your music next week, and I'll tune in on your radio show. And you know what I'm saying? You get with Terry and learn about the business.
Okay, I'm gonna get up with you, Terry.
Yeah.
All right, you got my number. Definitely hit me up and let's set it up.
All right. I appreciate y'all letting me call in. And I salute all of them.
Peace. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day, y'all.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Can you take one caller?
209-915.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mary Rich. You already know what's going on.
What's up, Mary Rich? You got Terry Moore on the line.
Hey, how you doing? Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm doing good. Working on new music.
I'm
about to drop some new tracks. I'm dropping one at the end of the month, I think. I'm dropping one at the end of the month. I've been writing songs because I haven't been to the studio in a while. I've been writing a lot of songs. Yeah, just getting kept up.
Yeah. That's my boy from Stockton, California. He's from my side of the town. And he's 13 years old, and he got some dope music. And I played his music, got Black Boy Joy on there. And he's doing his thing.
Okay, that's what's up. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And he's hitting a book, too. He's staying in school, too.
Okay, that's what's up. Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up.
Stay in the books and get the education, learn how to read. That's the time it is.
Absolutely.
Because your music is going to be more better when you have some knowledge, wisdom, and understanding in your music. You understand?
Yeah.
You have a lot more to say. Because when you see the world, then you got a lot to write about.
Exactly. You get that experience, and you can write catalogs after catalogs.
So don't rush into nothing. Learn about the business. Get to Terry Moore, you know what I'm saying? And let him teach you about the business. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't rush into nothing. Like I said, learn how to read and write so you can count, so you can understand what a contract is. And he'll help you with legal ways to get into, so you won't get beat. You understand me? So you got an avenue. Get with him.
Yeah.
Get with him on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. And learn the business before you get jumped into the business.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely reach out to me. And before I get off air, I'm going to leave everybody my info so they can reach out to me. I'll send you my cell phone number on the air, and then just text me. And we can set up a time to talk.
Are you there?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said?
Yes.
All right. Let's do that. Thanks for calling.
Everybody, y'all go check me out on all social media platforms, on musical platforms under Mirich, Mirich. I'm 13 years old, Stockton, California. Y'all go check me out.
All right, sounds good. That's what's up.
Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for supporting your show.
No problem.
All right. Yeah, so Terry, before we go off the air, let them know who you are, where we can find you and everything before you go off the air.
I definitely, you can find me. I'm definitely find me on Facebook. You can definitely find me on IG. Type in Terry, TerryMoorer. And I told everybody all the time, you can Google me, just type in Terry Moore. And for those that want some consultation, or if you need, definitely if you need an attorney, and I think everybody needs an attorney that's listening, check me out for $35 a month. We can get you set up with a law firm. My number is 678-732-4499, 678-732-4499. That's my personal cell. Text me, and we'll set up a time to talk.
Yeah. So we got a little more time left, so we're gonna see if we're gonna see who else wanna talk. So we're gonna take another caller.
Hello, it's your girl Royal Crush Keisha.
Hey Royal Crush. We got Terry Moore.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Thank you for jumping on. Appreciate you.
Oh yes. I've been in here working, but I was like, well, let me jump on since it's still some time left. I definitely want to, you know, shout you two out because y'all, you know, always supporting us. And you definitely was a great interview when we had you on the show. So I'm just super glad that, you know, you was able to hook up with OMF as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You know how we do when we all when you win, we all win. That's how we work on here.
Exactly.
We love on our show. You know what I'm saying? We Blackout Radio family. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yep.
And I knew it's almost time for you guys to go, but you know, if everyone want to check out the show tomorrow, we have a rapper on, Deacon Rap. You know, so we'll be doing an interview with him. You know, just playing some good music and, you know, seeing the people celebrate. So giving my heart some joy. You know, we'll be talking a little bit about that as well. So just tune in tomorrow. And if anyone would like to know how they can get their music heard on the show, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG.
So thanks for all Crush for calling in and supporting the show. So thankful for y'all and LeVar Hayes and the whole hip hop, the whole Blackout family. You know what I'm saying? See, without y'all, we didn't know what was happening. So I thank y'all for always, you know what I'm saying, for supporting the show. That's what time it is.
Oh, yes, like you said, we definitely have to support each other. And I like that. That's what we do on here.
Yep. That's how we do. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So what you think about what's going on as far as, you know, as the election went and everything, how you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I was super excited about it, you know. But, look, you know, like I said, for me, It was never about Democrat, Republican. This election for me was solely about white supremacy, you know, and I will always be against that, and that's just what it is. You know, I'm super excited about it, you know, because my thing is, no matter like who's in office, you have to always work with the other side. You know, I don't get 100% of what I want from the man that I share my bed with. You got to compromise. So you can't expect the government to give you 100% of what you need. It just doesn't work that way, you know. But I'm just going to never roll with the party that's, you know, out here supporting white supremacy. I'm just not doing that.
I'm so proud that we got a Asian American, an American Indian, an African, and Jamaican as our representative in the White House.
Oh,
absolutely with that. Yeah.
You know, this woman went, we have to respect our women.
Right.
Because we went from the shackles and chains.
Yeah.
Off the block to the plantation. To Master's house. To the White House. We need to stand up and applaud, because she's a black woman. She's an Asian woman. She's an American Indian. She's a Jamaican in the White House. She went from serving to being fed. Do you understand me? Change has come in America. We should stand.
Yeah, and it's definitely important. And you know, she is a thoughtful, you know, woman. You know, I saw their acceptance speeches, and you know, she recognized that, and that's always, you know, like what you want. And I like that, you know, she acknowledged that, you know, she may be the first, you know, but she won't be the last. You know, we're the only country in the industrialized nations who has not had a woman president or a woman vice president. You know, we're the only country, you know. So I'm super excited, you know, that glass ceiling, you know, has been broken. You know, and it made me think of my grandmother. You know, when I was born, you know, my grandmother told me, I had two strikes against me, one that I was a woman and two that I was a black woman. So she told me that some people were going to discount me before I even opened my mouth.
Right.
You know, so she, her purpose in that story was to let me know that when you speak, you have to be purposeful with your words, and I have to stand on it. So, like it or not, I give you my opinion uncut and raw. You know, you either like me or you don't. That is no two ways about that. And I'm fine with that. You know, because even with my girlfriends, if I'm your friend, I have to tell you the truth. I can't be blowing smoke up your butt. You know, so friends know in certain situations you don't want to ask my opinion. You know, you don't want to talk. I almost said my different name, but you're not gonna want to ask my opinion. You know, because they know what they're gonna get. You know, and I mean, and it all comes from a place of love. But I'm a realist. We gotta be honest. You know, you can't fix a problem if you're not gonna be honest about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so thankful.
I'm super excited, but I don't want to take up, you know, too much of your time. So I definitely appreciate, you know, both of you guys for supporting me and everything that we do on, you know, Blackout Radio.
You know, that's what time it is. That's all I wanted to say on that, you know what I'm saying, because not too many speak up on that. And a lot of people's hating on her. Because she didn't like that she did when she was a attorney general in California. She's well hated in California because especially the black community, because they felt that she put a lot of black people away. They shouldn't have been away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a sad thing about she put away criminals. You understand me?
Yeah, and
I mean, we don't need criminals running our community. We don't need thugs running our community. We don't need G's running our community. We need men running our community. We need women running our community. And if she wanted to clean up the damn community and get our community rid of criminals and thugs and gangsters, I'm down with it. I ain't got no problem with her. You understand me? I had no problem with Obama either. We change had come. You see, these lot of people died, and you understand? Harry Tubman is resting a little bit easier now because we got an Asian, American Indian, you understand me? American Indian, the original American in the White House. No longer serving nobody. No longer they sex slave. You understand? No longer they servant. They no longer they nanny. You understand me? No longer they cook.
Right.
She's getting served. She's getting fed. She's have a seat at the table now. Now she's telling you what to do.
Exactly. You know, and that
don't
even, you know, during the primaries, that to me was crazy when people would bring that up. Well, you know, she was sending people to jail. Well, that was her job. Like, that's her job. And if people really think about it, a lot of, you know, like black people in different cities, they're DAs. You know, they're attorney generals. Like that's what they do. So if she's not doing her job, like come on now. Let's be honest.
We support criminals nowadays. We don't do what's right no more. See, the black community don't do what's right, because if we do what's right, our children will be getting shot down in the streets.
Right.
You understand me? If we was doing what's right, and so not part of the criminal, we support G's, you understand? We allow G's to run our neighborhoods, okay? We let gang members run our community. We live next to the damn criminals, and we don't say shit.
Yeah, very true.
You understand me? So she put away criminals. She tried to criminalize criminals. That's what they're mad about. But do you understand me? She's going to be the next. And that's what I'm saying. Biden put that woman in office for one reason, because he's going to be 82 years old in 2024. Who you think going to run for president?
Exactly, yep.
And I'm supporting her. We better start supporting her and put our money behind her now for 24. That's what time is. We don't want Trump back in office.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely don't. We don't need that.
You better get with her. That's what time it is. 2024, Kamala Harris running for president. That's why Biden put her there. Because he ain't going to be able to run in 2024. He's going to be 82 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows that. That's why he's setting it up.
Thank you. I'd like to thank y'all for supporting our show. You know what I'm saying? And thank you, Royal Crush. And thank you. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, yes, y'all have a great night.
All right, you too.
All right, thank you. You too now.
All right. This is Talking Loud. We ain't saying nothing. Yeah, this is all mess. And I thank you, Terry Moore, for supporting the show and dropping the knowledge and wisdom and understanding on the show. I'm honored to have you on my show, my brother.
Likewise. Glad to be here, man. I appreciate the time from you, brothers, and thank you very much for inviting me on.
Thank you, man. I'm honored. And I'll get with you because I got a lot to talk to you about. So I'm going to get with you. I got your phone number. I got all your information. I'll talk to you very soon. Trust me, I'll be talking to you very soon.
All right, sounds good. I'm here. I appreciate you. And again, thank you for having me on.
I'm honored, my brother.
All right, man. Have a good night.
Take. And this is OMF, and I'd like to thank everybody for supporting the show. And I'm out. Can we play my song, OMF, before we go? That's all,
and
man.
We're ready to clap, because you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come up with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck at sold out art form and selling to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man that Africa and America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talk.